I've been so impressed by the Black History collection of movies that I've been finding online these days. It is Black History Month, October 2022, and I was very pleased to watch The Woman King, which is the new Viola Davis movie in cinema. It is indeed an excellent movie. It was very inspiring. It was interesting, captivating. There were very difficult scenes to watch, but it was so worth it. It made me think about the phrase in the movie, which they mentioned about fighting for your future. So, for those that haven't seen it, it's based on a true story about a tribe in Africa, a group of people that were fighting against slavery. So they had the Oyo people, who were the stronger African kingdom that wanted to encourage slavery because they felt it was good for them financially. But the people of Dahomey, I can't really remember the name, but they were very against it because their people could see that it wasn't a good thing in the long term. It wasn't good to be selling off their children and people in slavery to be sent off to Europe and Caribbean where they would never see them again. So the people there, even though they were smaller, they were stronger and united in fighting against this. And interestingly, the army was a group of women. Their general was a woman played by Viola Davis, and she was amazing. She spoke to the younger women, mentored them, and I'm not going to spoil the movie for you because it's definitely worth seeing. But there were some very good, inspiring one-liners in that movie that just made me think, and I wanted to talk about some of it. So, fighting for your future. The women there were not just thinking about right now. They weren't just thinking about their comfort because they had scars. They couldn't walk around looking like pretty girls as people would expect. They gave up the comfort, in quotation marks, of being looked after by a husband and having children, and they sacrificed that aspect of their lives to go fight for their community so that the people wouldn't all be enslaved. But it was amazing, their mentality of not being on your own, but fighting together, being united. And I think with Black History Month, this is a very good time to remember this, that on your own, you're very vulnerable. Yes, there are many things that we can do on our own, but I remember somebody was speaking recently and said how we all have GIL. And if you're listening, Kerry, this was from you. It was what he called God-imposed limitations. And those are not to hold us back. Those are not to make us feel that we're not good enough and we can't do things. They're actually there to remind us that we need each other. So I can't possibly be good at everything, but if I'm doing what I'm good at to the best of my ability, I will definitely find other people that are good at the things that I'm lacking, the skills that I'm lacking, so we can work together and achieve more. So that working together, being united, that's the amazing theme that I got from that movie. And as a people, whether you're black, white, brown, whatever your skin color, it's really important to realize that the challenges of life are not meant to destroy you or to kill you. They're meant to make you stronger. And if we can keep the perspective right, fighting for the future, then we'll have the right mental attitude to overcome. And thankfully, today we don't have to fight with guns and muscle and spears, but there's a lot of mental battle going on, spiritual battle, financial battle. We have to keep up our strength. It's good to exercise as well. The movie did make me think, wow, I need to get fit, because those women were very fit. They could fight, they could move, you know, they were very strong. But today, really, it's not all about that. It's about other kinds of strength. So days when you feel like the work is getting on top of you, life is getting on top of you, that's where the stamina comes in, the mental strength, the psychology of knowing that, you know what, I'm stronger than this, I can do this. Times when you feel as if your joy is gone, your peace is gone, it's finding that spiritual strength, figuring out, where do I get spiritual strength, spiritual refreshment? I'm a Christian and I always go back to my Bible. I always go back to worship, spending time with God. Thinking about financial strength as well, because these days we can't deny it, money talks. So if you're feeling weak and defenseless and vulnerable because you haven't got enough options or choices because of lack of money or because of where you live or the kinds of jobs you do, it's worth sitting down to think about, okay, what can I do to place myself in a better position to be at an advantage, to be able to earn more, to be able to do more, to be able to give my children a better future. So it's not about physical strength anymore these days. It's about other kinds of strength, spiritual strength, mental strength, financial strength, emotional strength, social strength, having connections. So being isolated is not helpful in any way, because even the Bible says a three-stranded cord is not easily destroyed. A lot of people use that when talking about marriage, because in marriage we believe there's the husband, wife, and there's God in the marriage making it stronger. It cannot easily be destroyed. And yes, there are many people that are living marriages that are still living single. You're not taking advantage of that amazing opportunity to be stronger, united. And even for those that are not married, we have friends, we have family, we have relatives, we have mentors, we can have colleagues and other people around us that we can form connections with that will make us stronger, to make up for those God-imposed limitations that we talked about. It's really important to stay connected. That's where strength can come from as well. In fact, one of the things in that movie was when they said how a termite can conquer an elephant. And some of you that already listen to my podcast will know that I often say about how even an idiot with a plan can succeed over a genius that doesn't have a plan. So it's not about how strong or weak you are or how big or small you are. It's about having that wisdom, having that focus, having direction, and just staying really focused and realizing that strength comes from unity. So in these days where women are stronger, where the bar is being set higher and higher, what is expected of us? Because in the past, you would think, you know what, I've done well, I've done my degree, I've got a job, I've got a house, I've got a car, oh, I have a couple of friends, I exercise once a week. Sometimes it feels as if the bar keeps getting higher and higher for what we need to stay afloat, to keep going in today's business world, in different sectors, even in the health sector. We're needing much more resilience to be able to keep going. There's burnout everywhere. People are just so tired. So we're needing more and more strength to keep going. Where do we get that from? In fact, sometimes I feel sorry for the boys, because women have just really, really, you know, set the bar. They used to say the sky is the limit, but now it feels like the sky is the starting point for a lot of people. Because giving women education, giving women power to express their opinions, there have been so many open doors now. And sometimes I feel sorry for men and for boys when, for example, we're in the car with my daughter and my son and we're singing "Who Run the World, Girls?" And you think, oh, okay, he can't really sing along, and I don't really want him thinking that it's all about girls. So I have to find something else that works for all of us. And there's a lot of this woman power thing going on. There's a lot of this, you know, we can do it, we can do it, and women achieving greater things. But it doesn't mean that men or people that are not within those kinds of circles need to just then give up and think, oh, well, that's life. It just means we need to be even stronger. Women need stronger men. It's not about being a strong woman and so men can just relax. Men, you need to, you know, pick up the pace as well. It's not a race, it's not a competition, but we all can be strong together so we can achieve more. Usually the worst thing is to have the weakest link within your own circle. So just maintaining that loyalty, maintaining that strength within our circles. In back to the movie The Woman King, I still don't want to spoil it for you, but there were times when people weren't obeying the rules or not obeying the command, because it was an army really, even though it was women, and they said that is the first thing that would kill you, trying to act on your own, trying to do things by yourself without others and not being part of the team. So that loyalty, that unity is part of our protection. So stay united and don't force loyalty, because sometimes we're forcing people to be our friends, to be our tribe, because we think we want to hang out with these ones. These are the ones that would be the key to our success. Your success is not tied to any one person. If it's not working out, move on. There are over 6 billion people on this planet, you will find somebody else that can be your support to help you to achieve your dreams and your goals. You don't need to force loyalty. I always say in my workplace, I do not want people working for me that don't want to be there, to be honest. Because if people don't want to be there, and I'm begging them, increasing their salaries, giving them all sorts of bribes and perks to make them stay, then really, it's just a time bomb. One day, they will really hurt me in a way that will be very surprising. They'll drop the ball on a day when I'm least expecting, and things will be much worse. So I don't believe in forcing loyalty. I don't believe in making people stay when they don't want to. But when you find that tribe, that community of support, it's important to hold it with both hands and to encourage that unity and encourage strength amongst yourselves, because you don't want to be the weakest link in that group, and you don't want to let someone else be the weakest link that drags you down. You want to encourage each other to be strong mentally, psychologically, in every way, so that you can last long together. And it's better to have fewer people of quality than to have lots of people with pride and disunity and no progress at all. It's not about numbers. It's not about speed. It's about quality. And good always wins, no matter how long it takes. So do not try and cut corners or try and do things that will help you to appear successful when you're not really. I think Black History Month always reminds me to just think about making history, because the people we talk about when we talk about Black History Month, there were once people like us that were just living their lives, making decisions. I recently watched Nelson Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom, and that also just reminded me that at the time he was just doing what he believed strongly in his heart to do, and now we talk about him as somebody that has made history. So today, if you can do your best, be your best wherever you find yourself, and be very careful about the people you have around you. Be very careful about what goes in your mind. Be very careful about your mindset, so that you're living in a position of strength, and you are moving from a position of strength, and you're feeding the right things in your mind. Then even the sky will not be your limit, because there's so much more to be achieved. I know there's so much that has already been achieved. Sometimes I just think, wow, all these amazing inventions, you know, it's amazing how people can still innovate, because there's just so much that has already been done. But there is so much more that needs to be done. And if we can just put ourselves in a mindset of possibility and strength, there's so much more we can achieve, that we too can be making history, fighting for our future, so that we can have a better future than we have been given ourselves. Have a lovely week, and continue to choose happiness over stress.